Welcome everybody to pre-Pesach Seder HaLimud. It's so beautiful to see everyone. Purim, I'm sorry. It's beautiful to see everyone getting into the spirit of Purim with some Limud HaTorah. L'chaim, l'chaim. I'm going to get straight to the shir because we don't have so much time. It says in the Torah two times the inyan of Mechias HaMolik. One is in Parshas B'Shalach when it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, K'soiv Zoisi Korim Ba'Sefer, Kimochoi Emche Zecher HaMolik. Hashem says that I will blot out the name of HaMolik. Over there it sounds like that Hashem is the one who's doing the blotting. In Parshas Kisetze, which we're going to lay in this Shabbos in Mitzvah Hashem, it says, V'hoya B'haniach Hashem Elokecha L'cha, Mikol Oivecha Misaviv. When Klal Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael, they'll be at peace from all their enemies. Timche, you, Klal Yisrael, will blot out as Zecher HaMolik, the remembrance of HaMolik, Metachas HaShemayim L'tishka. Sounds like from there that Klal Yisrael is doing the blotting. So it's a little bit of a stira. Who's doing the Mechia? Is Hashem doing the Mechia? Or are we doing the Mechia? So this question is found in the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Kisetze. The Medrash says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'shem Rabbi Alexandri, Omar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says in the name of Rabbi Alexandri, Kosev Echad Oimer Timcha Zecher HaMolik. That one pasuk it says, you should blot out the remembrance of HaMolik. Kosev Echad Oimer Kimochoi Emcha. In another place it says that I, Hashem, will blot out the name of HaMolik. And the Medrash Tanchuma answers, fascinating thing, which we're not going to be able to explain exactly what it means, but he says, Achaloi Poshat Yodoi B'Kisei, before HaMolik actually grabs a hold of Hashem's throne, so then Timcha, then it's on us to blot out his name. Once Amali grabs a hold of the throne of Hashem, then Mocha Emcha, then Hashem will wipe us out. In other words, it sounds like from the Medrash that there's two wars against Amalek. There's Klal Yisrael's war and there's Hashem's war. And when Amalek stays down in this world, he's starting up with Klal Yisrael, then the Klal Yisrael fights. But once he gets the Tfisa and the Kisei, whatever that means, once he starts up with Hashem, then Hashem fights. Let's say you have a country like Iran. So as long as they're just a threat to Israel, so Israel will fight. But the United States won't get involved. But once the United States then they'll get involved. So lahavdil, just giving a mashal, when it's just a mochama down here, then Klal Yisrael fights. When it's against Hashem, when he attacks the Kisei, then mochoy emcha. That's the teretz of the Medrash. I wanted to share another teretz that I saw in the Sefer, Shailos Tshuva, His Oiros Tshuva. There's a sefer called Shailos Tshuva, His Oiros Tshuva, which was written by Rav Shimon Sofer, who was the son of the Ksav Sofer, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, and he wrote a sefer called Tshuva, His Oiros Tshuva. He was a big onov. He didn't want to call it a Tshuva sefer. He said, "I'm just being Oir the Tshuvas." That was the name of his sefer. So he writes like this, and this is a teretz that has to do more with Alpi Halacha. I want to be makdim. I want to introduce the teretz by sharing with you a minchas chinuch, which was in the packet. The minchas chinuch in the end of mitzvah tafresh dalet says that even though there's a mitzvah to blot out the name of Amalek, but nowadays, says the minchas chinuch, this mitzvah doesn't apply. Why? Ki kvar ola Sancheirev ubil balas olam. Because Sancheirev, Sennacherib, came up and he confused the whole world. He moves around all the nations. The kol de parish, meruba parish. And we have a rule. And when there's a mixture of a bunch of things, so then we assume everything to be from the majority. And since the majority of the world is not Amalek, so any person presents himself, even if we might think he's from Amalek, he might come from the country of Amalek, but we say, kol de parish, meruba parish, since the world is all mixed up, we presume that he's not from Amalek, and therefore you don't kill him. And the source for this minchas chinuch is from the Rambam and from the Mishnah Yadayim. The Rambam is talking about a different mitzvah. He's talking about the mitzvah of wiping out the seven Canaanite nations. There's a mitzvah that you have to kill out all the Jewish people came to the land of Israel. They have to wipe out the seven Canaanite nations. And the Rambam says, Kvar avdu va'avad zichron. That's how in the Frankel Rambam. I think in this one it's a little different. But basically the Rambam says, Kvar avad zichron, that there's no more mitzvah nowadays to wipe out the seven nations, because their remembrance is already gone. They're already lost. And the Radvaz explains, because Sancheirev mixed up the Umois. And this comes from Mishnah Yadayim. Mishnah Yadayim says that if someone presents himself as an Amoini, says, I'm from the nation of Amoini, or from Ammon, or from Moab, and he wants to convert and marry into the Jewish nation, we allow him, says the Mishnah. Because even though the Torah says you're not allowed to marry someone from Ammon, but now that Sancheirev mixed everything up, So therefore we say, kol deparish meruba parish. The Minchas Chinuch says that applies to Amalek as well. And nowadays the mitzvah of Amalek is obsolete. It's not relevant anymore. That's the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. So says the Hisoris Tshuva. According to the Minchas Chinuch, we have an answer to the kasha of the Medrash Tanchuma, the two psukim. One pasuk says, Machoy emche. Hashem says, I will wipe out Amalek. And the other pasuk says, Timche, that the Jewish people have to wipe out Amalek. Says Rav Shimon Sofer, says the son of the Ksav Sofer, that the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze is talking about Vahoya Behaniach Hashem Alekecha, is talking about right when the Jewish people went into Eretz Yisrael, they entered the land of Israel after, you know, the wars, the 7 years of conquest and 7 years of conquering. So after that, so then the nations of the world were still Al Mekoyma. It was before Sancheirev. We knew who Amalek was. So at that point, then Timche, then the Jewish people have an achrayis and an option to wipe out Amalek. But the pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, he says, is saying, Ksoiv zoi zikoro in Basefer. That's talking about the remembrance for posterity. The mitzvah of Amalek for posterity is not relevant to us because we don't know who Amalek is. Amalek is all mixed up. So therefore, says the pasuk, Hashem says, okay, so you can't wipe them out, but mocha emcha, but I'll make sure to wipe them out. The story goes, I didn't verify it, that there was a Rebbe from Lakewood, his name was Rabbi Pertinsky, who was involved in a car accident, and there was an elderly couple who was killed in the car accident, a non-Jewish couple. And this person, Rabbi Pertinsky, was so broken, he felt like he had blood on his hands. He, whether it was his fault or not, I don't even know, but he felt that he caused the death of two elderly Gentiles, but it's still human blood. And he went to Eretz Yisrael and he spoke to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he said, what should I do? And Rav Chaim lifted up his hand and he said, don't worry, they're from Amalek. And when they were clearing out this couple's apartment, they found in the apartment a lot of Nazi propaganda, and it was Nisbar that they were, in earlier in their life, they were part of the Nazi regime. So that's the story. So even though we can't be moiche, but Hashem is moiche emche. Hashem will take it into his own hands, and he will manipulate people and shluchim to make sure that evil is eradicated. So that's another pshat to answer this theory in the psukim. But there's a big question on this pshat in the Rambam. According to this Oiris Tshuva, and according to Minchas Chinuch really, when the Rambam says kvar ovad zichrom, that the mitzvah of wiping out the seven nations is obsolete, it's not just talking about the mitzvah of wiping out the seven nations, it's also talking about the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek. Like the Minchas Chinuch says, it's an obsolete mitzvah. But it's very schwer, because the Rambam, if you notice the Rambam in Halacha Dalid, when he's talking about the seven nations, he makes sure to tell you, kvar ovad zichrom, that they're not around anymore. When it comes to the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek, he doesn't mention it. So it's a little funny that the Rambam would only say it when talking about the seven Canaanite nations and not say it when it comes to Amalek. So this is a big question on the Minchas Chinuch's pshat. So I'm going to be a reporter, and I'm going to present to you two pshatim in the Rambam from two people with the same name, the name Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. One of them is from Boston, and one of them is from Yerushalayim. And I'll let the Oyel decide which one they like better, which one is a more accurate representation of what Reb Chaim, their grandfather, said. So the Bostoner, Rabbi Yosher Ber from Boston, the Rav, he's quoted, I saw it printed in a sefer that he wrote, quoted from his father, Rav Moshe, and you know, Rav Herschel Schechter brings in his sefer that he heard it from him, B'Shem Rav Chaim. And this is also printed in Rav Moshe Sternbach's Tshuva Sefer B'Shem Rav Chaim. But I'm going to read you the way that the Rav writes it, or Soloveitchik writes it. So I want to bring out the extreme opposites. He says, HaTshuva al She'ela zu hi pshuta ma'od. He asked this question, why didn't the Rambam write by Amalek that Kfar Ovat Zichram, that they're not around anymore? So says the Rav B'Shem Rav Moshe's father, he says, the answer is Pashut ma'od. Because the Pasuk says, the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is midor dor, it's for all posterity. So obviously, it's relevant even nowadays. So where is Amalek nowadays? Even though we don't know, they're mixed up. Sancheirev mixed everyone up, like the Rambam says by the seven nations. So says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, or Rav Chaim perhaps, Shomati pam mipi Abba Mori Zatzal. So the words of Rav Soloveitchik, he called Uma hamisnakeles l'chalois es Knesset Yisrael, that any nation that plots to wipe out the Jewish nation, Hoyfeches al pi halacha Amalek, becomes Amalek. And that's what he says. And he continues. But and this is quoted from Reb Chaim. Reb Moshe Sternberg brings this from Reb Chaim. A lot of people quote this from Reb Chaim. It's known in the world that Reb Chaim said that the Pshat Rambam is that to be nichlal, to be included in the midst of wiping out Amalek, You don't need to have Amalek lineage. You just have to have the Shita, you have to have the worldview of Amalek, you have to be indoctrinated by what Amalek stood for, and then you're included in the mitzvah. Now, I found in the Sefer Yeshurun, in the 8th Chelek, from year Tavshin Samach Aleph, page Shin Ayin Ches. So over there, they bring Shiurim from Rabbi Yosher Ber from Yerushalayim, depending on where you're from, who's the Stam Rabbi Yosher Ber. Rabbi Yosher Ber from Yerushalayim, Rav Barrel, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Brisk, he says, Barur upashet, the mitzvah aseh shel mechias amalek hu rak al ha'am shel amalek atzmai. He says it's pashet, it's obvious that the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek is only on the nation who is from Amalek. He says they have to be grandchildren of Amalek, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau. And then he brings, he says, v'hine yeshe hitfisu, there are those who printed. And this is a lot of people that Taka say this. B'shem Maron HaGrach Satzal, they quote from Rav Chaim, it's not just on the people that come from Amalek. People say from Reb Chaim, and they even publish it, that Reb Chaim said from this Rambam, that it's anyone who fights the Jews, who fights against Hashem. And he says, and they understand that in the Rambam. So says Reb Barrel, he says, you can't say such a pshat. So he dismisses this pshat in the Rambam and he says, it can't be that Reb Chaim ever said it. So we have a little bit of again, I'm just being a reporter. They're both, you know, people that had shaychus to Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim's family, and they both have opposite extreme. Either it's pashat to say it, or it's asr lo'imra. But whatever the pshat is, that's one mahalach in the Rambam. That when the Rambam, the reason why he omits, why he leaves out Karovat Zichram in Halacha Hey is because Amalek is not limited to the physical Amalek. The Rav Barrel says another pshat in the Rambam because he dismissed that pshat. So how does he learn the pshat in the Rambam? He says that even though we don't know who Amalek is because Sancher mixed everyone up, but he says there's a story with Reb Chaim Volozhiner that he once saw a kid in Peterburg. He went to Peterburg on a Shtadlonis mission, and there was a boy in the courtyard of the palace who came over to him with a stick, and he started bothering them. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner looked at this kid in the eyes, and he told the people next to him that I have a Kabbalah from the Vilna Gaon, that there are certain simonim, that if you look at a face, I could tell who's from Amalek. And this boy is from Amalek. I could see it in his eyes. Now, there was nothing to do about it, because they were in the courtyard of the palace. That was the story. And it happened, the way the story goes, is that this boy ended up becoming Tsar Nikolai I, who was known to be an incredibly bad for the Jews. So says Rav Barrel, you see from this story that there are simanim, there are ways to know. Right? The Rebbe Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says that he has been Mesoira that the Germans, that the Nazis were from Amalek. Rav Moshe Salvechik was quoted to say that the Russians are from Amalek. He says that's why their names all end in like Ov, because Ov is like Esov. That's what Rav Moshe Salvechik says, like Borochov and Shlatsovov. That's like comes from Esov. Rav Moshe Salvechik writes that. So there are simanim, whatever they are, how we could tell that someone's from Amalek. So says Rav Barrel, that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us that when it comes to the seven nations, then you can't rely on simanim. Just because you know that someone has simanim, it doesn't matter. Karavat zichram, the mitzvah is obsolete. When it comes to Amalek, so even though we don't really know who's from Amalek, because called a parish from the park, but if you could have simanim, if you have this, you know, you have these powers of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, or you know. You know, the Chavetz Chaim said on the Yosef Sekzia, he says that they also were from Amalek, and those were even Jews. So some people say even Yidden could become Amalek, whatever, but the Chavetz Chaim said that. What? I don't know, maybe from paternal lineage, I don't know. I'm not sure, it's a good question. Maybe it's a riot to the Boston or Yosher Ber, I don't know. But Al Kaponim, my point is that I'll show you Rabbi Chanan quotes this, Reb Chavetz Chaim. We'll talk about it after. So Reb Barrel says that when it comes to the Amalek, you could rely on Simonim. What's the pshat? What's the difference? So Rabbi Tefer showed me today, Reb Elie Baruch Finkel says a beautiful hesber in this pshat. He says that the mitzvah of Zion Amamin to destroy the Canaanite nations is to wipe out the nation. So now there's the nations not around anymore. So even if you have Simonim, you could figure out that this guy, he comes, his lineage is from the seven nations. But the mitzvah is on the nation, to wipe out the nation. And once the nation is obsolete, so the individual yechidim are not part of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah to wipe out Amalek is timcha zecher Amalek. It's to blot out any remembrance of it. Even people, even if the nation is not around, there's no nation today that we know that we could say this is Amalek. But if you find a yachid and you could figure out through simanim that he's Haram Malik, so then we the mitzvah would still be negayah.
That's the answer on it too.
Okay, I hear. What's that? You still have, if the Rambam in Halacha Dalet meant called the Parash Murah Parash, you have that by Amalek too. So we're just saying the first step is that he's talking about Simanim. And then in Halacha Hey, we're saying that the Simanim don't help for Amalek. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. So if people like to know practically, so if you have the simanim, then you could do it. You know, you should be a pekech. Reb Chaim Volozhiner knew this guy was from Amalek. He didn't kill him, right? Even though he ended up being Tsar Nikolai. You know, I have to use their seichel. I did see in the stipler in Orchus Rabbeinu, they bring from the stipler that they asked him why didn't Reb Chaim Volozhiner tell people what the simanim are, and the stipler said because he knew that if the simanim got out, then there's going to be some meshugana that's going to start killing Amalekim, and it's not going to be good. So, Mitzvah Shem, we wait till like the Smag understands that Vahoyah Bohaniach means when Mashiach comes, and Mitzvah when Mashiach comes, then we'll for sure be able to mekayim the mitzvah of eradicating evil from the world. Okay,